Welcome to Wear It Right. My name is Shan, and I am your host, and I am your creator of this pod. If you want to find me, you can find me at Shan B. Podden or at Wear It Right with Shan on IG, or you can look at shanbpodden.com. And if you're looking to support this pod, you can go to Bonfire, because that's the shop. Okay, that's a Shanby Podden spot. Today I want to talk about baggy clothing. Is it back for real? Okay. If you were born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s, brought in some personality into the 2000s, you know what I'm talking about. My favorite baggy clothes wearers were SWV, Aaliyah, Missy. I love a, can you mix it up? Can you still be girly and wear baggy together, okay? I hate seeing men in skinny jeans. I don't want to know how small your legs are. I don't want to see your ass cupping under your jeans because you're trying to sag. I hate to see men trying to sag after 25 years of age. So if you ever see a man sagging his pants and you think he has a chance with me, you're playing yourself, because he does not. I don't respect it. I feel like that is a red light special for alert, alert. This person is immature as fuck and has a lot of growing up to do. Do not come over here. So stop sagging your pants if that's not what you want to give. But to me, that's what it's giving. It's very childish. It's very, I'm a boy in the brain. Look at me. And I'm just like, why? Especially the fact that I live in Atlanta. You're sending a message to the different boys, okay? The girly boys, not for the girls, okay? So baggy clothing, again, is coming from a culture of the 90s, okay? Where music was better, people had individual tastes. It wasn't about tight clothes. It wasn't about how skinny your jeans can be. It wasn't about what it's about now, you know? It was really just rooted in, what do you like? What are you comfortable in? What looks good? And I think now, slowly but surely, do we have oversized t-shirts? Yes. Do we have oversized hoodies? Yes. But it's more boxy. It's more cropped. But I see a lot more women getting into baggy jeans. I see a lot more young kids wanting to get a baggy distressed jeans. And I think the key to finding your own style is to play with big and small, loose and fitted. And just know, like, do I like my jeans to go over my sneakers? Do I like my pants to be dragging on the floor? Do I want my jeans to be in my boots? Like, you have to play with what looks good on your body. And I feel like if we're going back baggy, bring it. Bring back the wide leg jeans. I like it. Bring back the baggy jeans. I like it. I love cargos. I don't care who don't like cargos on women. I like cargos. Skater pants. I remember that in middle school and high school. Jorts was definitely a thing. When it comes to layering, I already love a bigger t-shirt because I have a lot of titties, okay? When it comes to blazers, I think loose blazers are nice if you have the shoulders for it, if you have the arms for it. Wearing a tight blazer is uncomfortable. It is always better to have more room in the arm of your blazer and the chest part of your blazer, because it just lays better. I remember when people were wearing blazers to the club and double tank tops. That was definitely a thing. Loose jackets, love them, okay? But not too big. You can go big where things swallow you up, and you could go big to where it's loose enough for us to still see that you have a figure. All right, when it comes to chunky platform shoes, that has been happening slowly but surely for the past 3 years. Chunky Converse, I feel like, are here to stay. Sneakers, chunky sneakers, here to stay. Vans have played with it. Converse have played with it. Other brands have played with it. There are still places in New York where you could get custom sneakers, chunky at the soles, thicker So loafers are still a thing. And my thing is, like, if you're going to go baggy, you got to know your body. You got to know what works for you. If you're going to go big, you got to know how big you're going to go. And if it's something that you're just testing out because it's trendy, cool. But if you're going to go in thousands of dollars on things that are really big and then you plan on losing weight later, prepare to sell. Prepare to sell, because if it's not really your thing and your style that you're going to keep consistent throughout the years, don't go in on it. Okay? Don't go too far in on it. But wearing baggy cargos is a very comfortable thing to do. Men have been living in comfort when it comes to baggy clothes for decades. And I just feel like if women want to test it out, but you can mix it up. You can have a very girly top that might show a little bit of titty meat. And you can match that with some baggy jeans and some heels or a mule or some sandals, and you can make it cute. You can play with balloon cut denim and wear a girly top and maybe a hat, and maybe just have your hair in big curls. Mix it up. I already talked about this, how you can dress in an androgynous way, but it doesn't have to scream, I'm gay, or I like girls, or I'm trying to be a boy. You can mix it up to where it's just understood you just like wearing those clothes. It doesn't necessarily say anything about your sexual orientation, or if you're trying to dress like a man, or if you're trying to dress. I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambypodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambypoddenspot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show.
This way, like, once people start to understand that clothes are meant to express your thoughts and not have to copy what society says you're supposed to do, you'll have more fun. Shopping will be more fun for you. But try loose silhouettes if that's what you want to try. Try oversized tops if that's what you want to try. In my opinion, oversized tops look better on people who don't have a lot of titties. A lot of times I get oversized tops when I don't want people looking at my body. But I feel like sometimes too, if I put on an oversized white t-shirt, you're going to know, damn, she got some big titties under there, because it's very obvious. But if I put on an oversized black t-shirt, you wouldn't really know, depending on how big and loose it is. And sometimes oversized tops are loose in the sleeves, but kind of fitted in the chest area. I have a concert to go to tonight, and I'm wearing a oversized jersey and a mini skirt and some Vans. I'm not going there in heels, but my hair is going to be out and it's going to be curly. I'm going to wear earrings.
I'm going to do a little bit of makeup, but I'm not going to be doing too much because I just feel like that's enough. Like, I'm going to have a purse. I'm going to have my own mini skirt and everything else is going to be very much chill because it's a chill concert. It's not a concert you dress up as. I'm going by myself. It's not an R&B concert. I don't feel a need to be like super sexy. I really don't want people gawking at titties or thighs out or ass. It's just like, just be in here. Let me be in here, enjoy myself, and please leave me alone. And a lot of times when you're going places and you don't want to have to, as a woman, you don't want to have to think about who's going to try to talk to you or approach you because of what they see. A lot of times going baggy is it. Going baggy is it, because I just think when you go baggy, men tend to calm down. In my opinion, they just tend to calm down. The conversation is easier. The curiosity is there, but at the same time is more controllable. Also the fact that I'm going to be downtown, and I need to be on alert because I'm by myself and I need to be able to move around and I need to not attract too much attention to where my titties is going to be out and my legs is going to be out. You know what I'm saying? I don't want anybody to think shit is sweet, but I am sweet. You know what I'm saying? I can be, but at the same time, don't get shit twisted. And a lot of times, going baggy just calms everything down. It allows people to not overthink. It allows people to not think that, oh, this person is about to be this way because I heard this and this is this person. You just walk in and maybe you chose to wear baggy sweatpants and a t-shirt and some sneakers. And you're just like, oh, hey, you can look pretty and you can also go baggy. Going baggy doesn't mean you're not a girl or a woman or you're not feminine. It's about how you do it. You can still have your nails done, your hair, makeup, and go baggy and still be girly. I feel like women have more options to play with clothing than men do because it's only so far that a man can go with women's clothing and then they be like, no, bro, you're giving very much gay or trade vibes. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, women can venture out into men's clothes a lot better than men can venture into women's clothes. And me personally, I will always mix up men's clothes and women's clothes when it comes to what I want to wear because it just feels better. It aesthetically to me looks better. It's nostalgic. I love the 90s. I'm an 80s baby. I think clothes are supposed to be comfortable. Clothes are supposed to be expression of something that you like. And forget the rest.